Look, if you're still buying weed from some guy named Trevor in a parking lot, you're doing it wrong. Mood.com delivers legal THC products straight to your door. Gummies, vapes, flower, the good stuff. No sketchy DMs, no med card. Just add to cart, check out, and boom, it's at your doorstep. It's legal in all 50 states thanks to the Farm Bill, and Mood's products actually work. Seriously, this isn't gas station garbage. It's small batch, lab tested, real results. Go to mood.com, use code FIRST20 for 20% off, and never run dry again. That's mood.com. Go get lit, legally.
Get your exterior painting to-dos done easily with Dutch Boy Pristine Exterior Paint. With its rain-rinse technology, rain naturally washes away dirt and grime. Plus, it resists cracking and peeling, making it perfect to withstand the harshest weather conditions. Save big money on Pristine Exterior Paint and start your painting project today. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening this week. Save big money
at Menards. Hey, everybody, I'm Zach.
And I'm Jesse.
You're watching Tesla Time News.
Episode 503.
And now you know. So Tesla posted new Model 3 Performance launching today. Any other car with these specs would at least cost double as much. Model 3 Performance is the most affordable sports car you can buy. Daily driver, ultra low maintenance partner, and dopamine machine all in one. All right, so let's get into the specs. Because I thought this already was out.
Yeah, I forgot that once they did the refresh of the Model 3, that they hadn't done the performance version.
Right, because I've just been drooling over regular Model 3s.
Right. So let's take a look at the specs.
0 to 60 in 2.9. That's insane.
Okay. Okay.
510 horsepower, 741 newton meters, 163 mile an hour top speed. It says it has a performance tuned chassis, same quiet and comfortable cabin, plus bespoke chassis hardware for improved stiffness and higher performance baseline. More power, lower energy consumption. New performance fourth gen drive unit can deliver 22% more continuous power, 32% more peak power, 16% more peak torque compared to the previous Model 3 Performance, all with lower total energy consumption. This is compared to the Model 3 Performance. Forged and staggered 20-inch wheels and Pirelli P04 tires. Better traction out of the corners while limiting traction control interventions. Also better comfort, lower rolling resistance, and increased range. Better track mode. Track mode version 3 now integrates motor controls, suspension controls, powertrain cooling, and our vehicle dynamics controller under a single unified system. This gives you more predictable, stable, and consistent experience in various track environments. Oh, that would be fun to play with.
Mm-hmm.
New adaptive damping system. Adjusts to driver and road inputs in real time to optimize ride and handling while also improving the ride comfort, controlled via in-house software, which means it keeps improving via future over-the-air software updates. Look, Tesla, you already had me at the 0 to 60. More aerodynamic exterior design, 5% reduced drag, 36% lift reduction, and 55% improvement in front-to-rear lift balance compared to previous Model 3 Performance. Again, they're comparing this to the already amazing older Model 3 Performance. New sports seats, same functionality and comfort as before, but with much better lateral support for cornering and dynamic driving.
Okay.
Okay, this is all very exciting, but how much is it?
$100,000. No, $54,990 before incentives. So if you rush out there now before September 30th here in the U.S., you can get it with the $7,500 federal tax credit most likely, and it'll push it below $48,000. For a sports car.
Not just any sports car. No, there have been sports cars. We've had sports cars. This is not a sports car. This blows the pants off of sports cars. It blows the socks off of them. 2.9, 0 to 60. That's insane.
I know. I mean, I've experienced 3.2 back in Sparky Model X, and that was insane. I can't imagine 2.9.
So that's, you can't imagine it. You've been in the Roadster.
Okay.
You liar.
Okay.
I didn't get to
go for it. I almost blacked out though. So,
but I think the interesting thing here is the staggered wheels. I think that this
kind of like the early Model X.
And a lot of, you know, performance cars have that when you're going 0 to 60 in 2.9.
You need more rubber on the road.
You're throwing a lot of weight back, which means that you want more grip in those rear tires. It does mean that it's more expensive to
do your tire stuff.
Do your tires, because now you can't rotate them front to back,
right?
Because those rear tires are gonna wear.
Look, if you're buying the Performance, just know that you're gonna spend a lot of money on tires.
Unless you keep it in chill, but why would you do that? Thanks to our friends at Smart Charge America for sponsoring this episode.
So Smart Charge America just installed our Tesla Cybertruck PowerShare charging system so that now our Cybertruck can back up our house.
Because we talked to plenty of electricians about installing a bi-directional EV charger, and we got a lot of this.
I can install an outlet.
Since 2007, Smart Charge America has delivered fast, affordable, reliable, and safe electric car charging solutions to thousands of businesses and residences nationwide.
Trust me, reach out to Joe at Smart Charge America first. They took care of everything.
If you need anything from home chargers to batteries, get a free quote from Smart Charge America.
Yeah, you just fill out an easy, quick form, you get a free quote, no obligations, and you'd really be kind of stupid to go anywhere else. Link is down below. Tell them that Zach and Jesse sent you. You won't be sorry. So Walter Bloomberg posted, Tesla Musk sued over robotaxi safety risks. Shareholders filed a lawsuit accusing Elon Musk and Tesla of securities fraud for hiding safety risks of Tesla's self-driving tech, including the robotaxi. The suit follows a late June test where robotaxis were seen speeding, braking suddenly, and making dangerous maneuvers. Tesla's shares fell 6.1% after the test. Investors claim Tesla exaggerated the tech's abilities, misleading the public and inflating its stock. The class action covers shareholders from April 23 to June of 25.
Yeah, you know those robotaxis.
But also, I hate how it's always like Tesla, Tesla shareholders. I'm like, whoa, hey, well, no.
And Elon said, it's never actually investors. It's always class action lawyers grifting for their percentage of the verdict. They are scum of the earth, the worst human beings I've ever encountered. I think that sums it up. Yeah, this isn't, they just have to find one Tesla shareholder to make this into a money grab.
What are they even talking about?
And they're talking about nothing. It's just bull crap. I didn't even want to cover it, except I loved Elon's response.
So, basically, they found a day where the stock dropped 6%.
And then what? They have a video of a robotaxi making some kind of weird turn or something? I don't know.
And I get it. Like, if you're like a railroad company and your shares drop 6% one day.
Oh, no. Oh, that's all we gained the whole year.
That's an average day for Tesla.
Right.
Up
Tesla
or down.
Does this pretty much every week if you haven't been paying attention. So this is not a big deal.
What is a big deal is Marco Ellis says, my friend Big Balls is a hero. I took this photo after Edward protected a young woman from an attempted carjacking by 8 thugs near DuPont Circle in Washington, D.C. Violence like this in the heart of D.C. is completely unacceptable. So this is Edward Korestein, a.k.a. Big Balls. He was leaving a long day of work at Washington as a Doge employee. Well, let's let Elon explain. Elon said a few days ago, a gang of about a dozen young men tried to assault a woman in her car at night in D.C. A Doge team member saw what was happening, ran to defend her, and was severely beaten to the point of concussion, but he saved her. It is time to federalize D.C.
And so that's what President Trump was referring to in his post about federalizing Washington, D.C.
Yeah. Because that's what it's come to now in our nation's capital, that gangs are marauding the street. Like, this is Escape from New York now or something. Like, what? Yeah. And so Edward Big Balls is not only like a hero in terms of saving money, but he's also saving people in distress.
Lives up to his name.
Yeah. He's a hero. So you're wondering when the next version of FSD Supervise will be released?
Elon said Tesla is training a new FSD model with 10 times parameters and a big improvement to video compression loss. Probably ready for public release end of next month if testing goes well.
So that's end of September.
Mm-hmm.
And then he went on to say, minimizing probability of injury is the goal, but we will address these other factors too. If not entirely in this build, then shortly thereafter. Well, that's cool. I'm excited then.
Been a while since a new version has come out.
Yeah.
I am very excited.
Let's do a robotaxi update. Elon says we're working as quickly as possible to get 100 plus Teslas operating for autonomous ride hailing. Can't use the word taxi or cab in California, in the Bay Area, and allow anyone to request a ride.
But if we're going to give a Tesla robotaxi update, shouldn't we also give a Waymo update as well?
You know, you're right. How about this?
Nick Cruz-Patain posted, a Waymo collided with a fire truck today in San Francisco.
Oh, nice. That's sweet.
Isn't that fun?
Nice. Let's not sue them.
They're friends. The Waymo and the fire truck are friends.
A Model Y six-seater was spotted in Xinjiang, China, undergoing testing.
So, I mean, that is definitely 7 inches long.
Save big money right now at Menards. From smoke and carbon monoxide detectors to fire extinguishers and more, Kidde Home Safety Products keep your family protected in case of emergencies. Smoke and carbon monoxide detectors are perfect for your living spaces, offering protection and peace of mind. Save big money on all Kidde products at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Yeah, it really looks it, doesn't it?
It just looks just a little longer. Now, we don't have any idea about the price yet.
Oh, we have ideas. Rumors are swirling, but we're not going to print anything yet because there's no confirmation of any of them. So we'll have to wait and see.
I am excited. I mean, a 6-seater, I think a lot of people are going to be excited about.
I think it's going to be a very popular model, yes. All right, it's time for the Cybertruck Roundup.
Yeehaw! The Cybertruck Roundup.
Haven't done one of these in a while. The U.S. Air Force has included the Cybertruck on a list of 33 vehicles designated specifically to support training and testing for the United States Special Operations Command, or U.S. SOCOM, Standoff Precision Guided Munitions Program, or SOPGM. SOPGM said, in the operating theater, it is likely the type of vehicles used by the enemy may transition to Tesla Cybertrucks as they have been found not to receive the normal extent of damage expected upon major impact. In other words, they're tough. Testing needs to mirror real-world situations. On 13th of February, market research was conducted to assess the competition for the Tesla Cybertruck by evaluating its design, materials, impact resistance, and innovative technologies. The study revealed that the Cybertruck's aggressively angular and futuristic design, paired with its unpainted stainless steel exoskeleton, sets it apart from competitors typically using painted steel or aluminum bodies. Additionally, its 48-volt electrical architecture provides superior power and efficiency, a feature that rivals are only beginning to develop. Extensive internet searches and industry outreach by Redacted found no vehicles with features comparable to those of the Cybertruck. So in other words, some colonel wants to get a hold of a Cybertruck so he can test it out, right?
Because they're worried that the enemy will have them?
I mean, you remember that Chechen general that had one?
But not only that, I mean, this is like the Toyota Hilux. I mean, is the Cybertruck going to be the Toyota Hilux of the future? That's going to be way worse.
I don't want to see terrorists in the back of it.
No, that would suck.
And Not a Tesla app says that there is evidence in the 2025.26 software that there is a potential towing feature coming to Cybertruck called Smart Warning System.
What would that do?
It would detect if the rear axle is overloaded during towing and display this warning message: rear axle load exceeds recommended limit, remove cargo or rebalance trailer to prevent damage.
That's interesting and very helpful because I think a lot of casual towers do not understand tongue weight.
Yeah, I mean, they know that the non-beast Cybertruck can tow, let's say, 11,000 pounds, for instance, and they think, well, my trailer only weighs 4,000 pounds, so no problem.
But the max tongue weight is 1,100 pounds, so if the trailer isn't balanced properly, then too much weight goes onto the tongue.
You know what, we're gonna share a video of Jesse towing our new mobile solar trailer with the Cybertruck on Patreon bonus stories today, so please join us. We'll explain exactly what we're talking about. And Franz von Holzhausen, Tesla's lead designer, told the Tesla Club of Austria this.
You know, the Cybertruck is made up of all these stainless steel panels, but so is our building. And all of these panels are recycled panels from the Cybertruck manufacturing. So we're able to use, you know, the same materials in a different form factor.
So you got a cheap deal on steel, I guess.
I don't know if it was cheap, but we're making sure we use every piece of steel.
So the Tesla diner is made of recycled Cybertruck stainless steel. That's cool. That means that it's bulletproof.
No, don't say that out loud.
We kind of need.
That's Hollywood. And Tesla posted Tesla diner Easter egg hidden in plain sight.
So the shape matches up with the... Wow, that's a lot of work. That's a lot of work for that level of Easter egg.
All right, time for some SpaceX news. And Elon said slight chance of Starship flight to Mars crewed by Optimus in November or December next year. A lot needs to go right for that. More likely, first flight without humans is about 3 to 5 years. Next flight, 5.5 years with humans. Mars City self-sustaining in 20 to 30 years.
Wow. That's in a lot of people's lifetimes.
Yes.
And that's self-sustaining.
I know.
That means...
I know. We'll get the city in, like, say, 15 years, but it won't be ready, you know, fully self-sustaining yet.
Yeah.
All right, it's time for our Patreon bonus stories.
The Patreon bonus stories today is packed.
So much fun stuff we couldn't fit on TTN today, so please join us for as little as a buck a month. All the fun, including our fourth giveaway this summer, a Tesla wall connector.
We'll be choosing the winner soon at random, so make sure you comment on that particular Patreon post for your chance to win.
We'll see you there right now. All right, we're back from the Patreon bonus stories. Time for the shout outs. These are people who support us for at least $5 a month and they make the show possible. Who do we got today?
Ernest A. Cataldo.
Your grandfather. Thank you. Bob Connor.
Donald Sutherland.
James Wackell.
And Lee Pickler. Thank you so much for supporting us. We can't do the show without you.
All right, it's time for Elon's X's of the Week. Tesla posted, Grok can be your tour guide when exploring new places, all while your Tesla drives itself with FSD Supervise so you can actually enjoy the view. Welcome to the future.
We're going to show you a video of this on Patreon bonus story today, so please join us.
Ryan McGarry says, big shout out to the X and XAI teams for pushing the boundaries of innovation. According to eMarketer, X is on the rise and ranks number 4 as a video-first social platform for time spent among U.S. adults. And Elon said, the Grok iOS and Android apps are sometimes being updated twice a day. Same with the AI models on the back end. The rate of improvement is insane. And then Tech Dev Notes says, Grok 4 is currently the top performing model in the Kaggle AI chess competition. No tools used.
Elon said, this is a side effect, by the way. XAI spent almost no effort on chess.
Nick says, breaking, chess grandmaster Hikaru Nakamura believes Grok is the best model in chess. He said, I'm not surprised to see the results right now because Grok has always impressed me more than the others. It's not even close, actually.
Elon said, this is just pure reasoning. You can read the traces.
Test Labor says, Grok supercomputer Colossus 2 is the largest and most powerful AI supercluster in the world.
Elon said, true.
World of Statistics says around 40% of people have never had a nosebleed.
Elon said, never had one. Didn't he get thrown down the stairs? What, you... I'm sure that's not what he meant.
Siobhan Zilla says, imagine bringing images to life.
Elon posted the heart smile emoji. Do we have names for these, by the way, these emojis?
Yeah, I don't know what that one's called. Comment down below. Ashutosh says, Google DeepMind is destined to win the AGI race.
Elon said, this race will keep going for a long time.
Elon said, it's high time we open source Grok 2. We'll make it happen next week. We've just been fighting fires and burning the 4 a.m. oil nonstop for a while now. Really? Elon says, Grok Imagine usage is growing by about 50% per day, hyper viral, at Annie and at Valentine growing fast too. Major improvements have been made to get Imagine audio to be passable. Epic audio will take a few more weeks. Well, come on, hurry up.
Elon said, polls are propaganda. Who even picks up their phone to answer unknown number randos?
Basil the Great says, news, pavement signs appear in London warning people of phone thieves.
Elon said, why aren't they arresting the criminals?
Elon said, there'll be no code writing in the future. And he went on to talk about Grok Imagine, saying the video generation is now available on Android, which I got last night. It's amazing. Grok video generation will improve super fast over the coming weeks and months, and longer video options coming in a few days.
Wow.
Right now, you can do 6 to 15 seconds. Elon said, for the next few days, Grok Imagine video generation is free to all U.S. users. Download the Grok app and try it out. So we're going to show you this on Patreon today. We're going to kind of get into what you're missing and show you how to use it. So if you're like, I don't know what they're talking about, well, come join us. We'll help you. All right, time for Supercharger reviews. Let's see what we got out there in the world.
Hi, Zach and Jesse. I'm here charging up at the new 12-stall 250 kilowatt stations in Smyrna, Tennessee, a suburb of Nashville. We're off of I-24 Almaville Road exit. It's behind an Exxon and a Dunkin' Donuts. There's really nothing else around here. About a mile down the road, there's excellent shopping and eating. I give it about a 7 out of 10 stars. Now you know.
Hi, Zach and Jesse. My name's Kay. I'm currently at St. Andrew's Quay Shopping Center Park with the new 12th station, the Tesla setup. So close by to the chargers, we've got Pizza Hut, and just across the other side, there's a McDonald's. So you've got somewhere to eat while you're waiting for your car to charge up. We'd give it an 8 out of 10. We're in England, on the banks of the River Humber. So now you know.
Thank you so much for doing Supercharger reviews. If you want to check them out, you can head over to our website, nowyouknowchannel.com, and you can upload your own there as well.
We'll see you guys on Sunday.
Now you know.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.